Father, we thank you today that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. That you have always been the healer of your people. Thank you today, Lord, that you revealed yourself, saying, I am the Lord who heals you. But Lord, I bless you today for each and every person who is listening to this recording. I pray that you would touch them by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father God, that your word that brings life, that brings healing, will go right into their hearts, right into their spirit, and bring forth the healing, the salvation, the freedom that it promises. Thank you, Lord, today that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I do pray, Lord, that right now as we continue to look at your word and to meditate on your scriptures that bring life and health, that faith will be born, will be conceived within the hearts of each one who listens to this recording. And Father, that as they reach out to you in faith, let the healing power of God flow through their bodies and make them whole in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to this recording of Healing for You, the Healing Scriptures. I believe as we speak the Word of God over you, as you listen to these Scriptures, as you take them to heart, even saying them yourself, repeating them, thanking God for them, that you will receive healing into your body, that you'll receive faith into your spirit, that you will feel the life of God rising within you, strengthening you and making you whole. You know, the scriptures say in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11 that if the same spirit who raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he will give life to your mortal body. That's not talking about the body, the resurrection body. That's talking about our bodies here and now. And here and now, the Spirit of God within you rises up in response to your faith in the Word of God and ministers life and power into every cell of your body. He is the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, and he can minister life to you right now and cause your body to be raised up, no matter what the doctors have said, no matter what it seems like, and no matter how hopeless the situation may be. If from a natural perspective, the Spirit of God brings life and power and healing into every cell of your body, restoring and recreating deep within you and causing you to be made whole in the name of Jesus. This recording is going to be broken down into three sections. And in this first section, we're going to prepare our hearts in faith. As we look at the scriptures, Romans 10:17 says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So as you listen to these scriptures today, let faith come to you. As the word comes to you, faith comes to you. Furthermore, in Psalm 107, verse 20, it says that the Lord sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from their destructions. As the word of God comes to you today, not only does faith come to you, but healing comes to you. Deliverance comes to you. Restoration for your soul, for your mind, for your emotions, for the deepest parts of your being. For the word of God is life to those who find it, and healing and health to all their flesh. Now, the Apostle Paul in Galatians 3 asked the Galatian church, he said, he who supplies the Spirit to you, he who works miracles amongst you, does he do it just because you observe the law? Or does he do it because you believe what you heard? Just as Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Do you know today, healing and miracles, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, is not something you earn. It's something you receive. It's a gift from God to you. And you can receive it today. Put your faith in Jesus. Put your faith in his word. Let his word create faith in you today. Faith is not the product of the human spirit. It is the product of the word of God and the product of the Holy Spirit ministering to you. And so as we continue to speak out the word of God today, hear it, receive it, and let it bring to you the healing and the deliverance that you need. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "The just shall live by faith." In the original language of Hebrew, the word "shall live," that phrase, means to stay alive. Today, if you're facing a life-threatening situation in your body, I want you to know this today, that the just, that's you, if you've given your life to Christ, you are declared to be just and righteous by the grace of God in Christ. And you shall live by faith. You shall stay alive. It says that you will be preserved, that you will flourish, that you will enjoy life, that you will live in happiness, that you will breathe. Maybe if you're struggling to breathe right now, receive his breath. Receive his life now by faith in Jesus' name. It's yours. Just receive it now. It means that you will be animated and alive, that you will recover health, and you will live continuously by faith. For in John 10:10, Jesus said, "I am come that you might have and enjoy life and have it more abundantly, that you might have it in an overflowing measure, surplus, over and above, more than sufficient for what you need, a profuse life, an extraordinary life." You know, this life is in the Son of God. And if you have the Son of God, you have life. And this life is greater than death. David said in Psalm 118 and verse 17, "I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord." Just declare that where you are right now. Say it after me. "I shall not die, but I shall live, and I shall declare the works of the Lord." This is because Jesus is your life today. Yet in the Old Testament, in Exodus 15, 26, God made a covenant with his people and said, "If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will permit none of the diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." I am the Lord who heals you. I am your personal doctor. Now just receive that today. Receive him as your doctor. Just say, "Lord, I receive you as I received you as my Savior, as I received you as my Lord. I receive you today as my healer, as the restorer of my soul, as my deliverer and the renewer of my life." Yes, he is the Lord who heals you. In Exodus 23 and verse 25, he said, "You will worship and serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water." He said, "I will take sickness from the midst of you, and the number of your days I shall fulfill." Have people said to you that your days would be cut short? Have people said that you've only got so long to live? No, the word of God says that as you're a worshiper of Jesus, as you're a worshiper of the Lord, that he will bless your bread and your water. He will remove sickness from the very midst of you, from the very midst of your body and of your life. And the number of your days he shall fulfill. Well, when he says the number of your days, how long can we know that it would be? Well, in Psalm 91, verse 10 and verse 16, the psalmist said this, "Because you've made the Lord your habitation, even the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation, says the Lord. Long life is your portion. Long life is your inheritance as a believer in Christ. And not only a long life as if just a long life to somehow be endured, but a long life to be enjoyed. A long life in which you will be satisfied and strengthened and blessed. In fact, in Deuteronomy 28, the scriptures promise, God declares that he will bless you in your going out and bless you in your coming in. He will bless you in the city and he will bless you in the country. He will make you the head and not the tail. He'll make you above only and not beneath. He will remove sickness far from you. Your enemies may come out at you one way, but they will flee from you in seven ways. Deuteronomy 28 also declares of the curses of the Lord, that in those days where the people of God at that time were under the law of Moses, if they broke that law, terrible curses came upon them. Curses of all manner of sickness and disease and confusion and mental breakdown and tragedy within homes and families and terrible sicknesses and conditions, madness and confusion. And all of these terrible conditions. And not only that, but the word of God actually says in verse 61 of Deuteronomy 28, that all manner, even every kind of sickness and disease that's not even mentioned in this book of the law would come upon you. We have wonderful news. And that is that in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, it says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs upon a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. Do you know included in that promise of the Spirit is gifts of healings? Included in that promise of the Spirit is special faith. Faith comes to you with the Spirit today. Healings come to you with the Spirit today. The working of miracles comes to you today. Oh, it's all in Christ Jesus for you. He redeemed you. He bought you back from the curse of the law. He paid the price in full for you and for me by his precious blood shed upon the cross of Calvary. Healing is yours today. Lord, we thank you. And we bless you that every form of sickness and disease has been taken by you upon the cross. And the blessing of the Lord, the blessings of Abraham are ours today. No wonder David could say in Psalm 103 in verse 3, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all my sins and who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction and crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my desires with good things so my youth is renewed like the eagles. Make this a personal promise for you today. Take hold of it. Say, thank you, Lord, that you forgive all my sins. You heal all my diseases. That all means all. It cannot mean anything else but all. It's for you today. All your sins forgiven. All your sicknesses and diseases healed. You know, when the children of God came out, the people of Israel came out from Egypt, and Egypt is seen as a type, like a shadow of the world. When they came out of that through the blood of the Passover Lamb and Jesus, it speaks to us of Jesus Christ, who is our Passover Lamb, that when we gave our lives to Christ, we were translated out of darkness into light, out of the dominion of the God of this world into the kingdom of God through the blood of Jesus. It says that when they left Egypt, he brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. This is a type of the church. Redeemed from the world and its curse under the blood of Jesus Christ. In 3 John 2, the Apostle John said, beloved, I pray above all else that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. My brother, my sister, this is for you. This is for you. David said in Psalm 118, verse 14 and verse 17, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation." Take that to your heart today. Say it. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. He's become my salvation. That word salvation in Hebrew and in Greek speaks of deliverance and wholeness and healing. This is for you. "I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." Proverbs 4 verse 20 and 22 says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh," to their whole body. The word of God that you're receiving right now is medicine. It's making you better. It's going into your body, into your spirit, and affecting your flesh. It's life and health to all your flesh. Proverbs 18 and verse 14 says, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear?" This is why it's so important for us to forgive those who've hurt us. Jesus said in Mark 11, 25 and 26 that when we stand praying, if we hold anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive your sins. But you know, in Matthew 18, he said that if we don't forgive those, if we don't forgive our brothers and sisters from our hearts, then even our Father will hand us over to the tormentors. This is not a time for you to be tormented by the enemy and by sickness and disease. This is a time to forgive. This is a time to release, to repent of all bitterness, to turn away from sin and say, "Father, forgive me. I repent of offense. I repent of taking bitterness against other people, whether they are believers or folks in the church, or whether they are a husband or a wife or children. Maybe it's somebody at work, maybe it's an employer. Whoever it is, just forgive them now. Jesus' blood was shed for their sins as well as yours. Therefore, when you forgive, you're being Christ-like. You're choosing to release them. And when you release them, then you make room for the grace and power of God to flow into their life and into yours. Right now, just release them. Just say it after me. Just say, "Father, I turn away from the sin of bitterness and offense. I turn away from all my sins in Jesus' name, and I forgive." Now just say whoever it is you're forgiving. Speak out their names. And just say what you're forgiving them for now. And as you do that, just say, "Lord, I bless them. I release them with all my heart in Jesus' name. And I exalt Jesus as the Lord of my life. I've sinned, but I confess it, and I'm forgiven, and I'm cleansed, and all things are made new. And I declare right now that I'm being made whole, that I'm being made strong." Just speak that out. Take it to your heart. The scripture reminds us to keep our spirit strong through meditating in God's word, through staying full of the life of the Holy Spirit through prayer, through worshiping him, through praying in the Holy Spirit. Jude 20 says, building up your most precious faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues. Release the power of the Spirit within your body and your life now. Keep your inner life whole and clean as you walk in forgiveness. Stay close to the Lord. And speak life over your life. For Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." You know, talking life and health and hope is vital to increasing our resistance to disease and weakness in general. It releases the healing and the life and the power of God. Conversely, negative talk can reduce resistance to sickness and have negative repercussions on our health and well-being. So learn to speak life. So I choose life today, that I and that my family may live. For you know, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Take it to your heart. He's slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past. It's forgiven. Choose your destiny today over your history. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. The Lord is good to all, and that means you. His tender mercies, Psalm 145, verse 8 and 9 says, His tender mercies are over all His works. And that includes you, for you are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus under good works that He before ordained that you should walk in them. Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31 says that He gives power to the faint. You may be feeling faint or weak at the moment, but He gives you power. It isn't something you have to work up, it's something you receive. He gives power to the faint. To them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait expectantly upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait upon the Lord now. Expect to receive His life and His healing. Expect His presence to manifest in your life right now in Jesus' name and bring strength to your being. You can know this for certain that healing is for you because Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 5 says, Surely, most certainly, He's borne our, that's inclusive for everybody, He's borne our griefs. The Hebrew word koli means sicknesses. He's borne our sicknesses. He's carried our sorrows and pains. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. You are healed today. It's your portion. You are healed. In Jesus' name, receive it. You are the healed today, as you are the saved. So be healed today. Be saved today. Be free today in Jesus' name. We know that His word will not return empty, but it will accomplish what He desires and achieve the purpose for which He sent it. In fact, in Jeremiah 1 verse 12, it says, I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled and I will hasten to perform it. Jeremiah 30 said, I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. You know, under the old covenant, Joshua was able to say, there didn't fail one word of any good thing which the Lord spoke to the house of Israel. It all came to pass. Do you know, if Joshua could say that under the old covenant, and today, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6, we have a better covenant established on better promises, the mediator of which is Jesus Christ, our great high priest. Our expectation is for nothing less than what they had under the old covenant. We can be sure that God will fulfill His promises to us, and He will not fail to fulfill His word. This very first session on this CD is a session to build your faith and prepare your heart. This is a time to believe. This is a time to turn away from all sin. This is a time to forgive and to receive the grace of God. Now, His mercy is for you. His healing is for you. I want to close this first session by praying for you right now. Just open your heart, open your hands, and receive from the Lord now, right where you are. Father, I bless the person listening to this CD at this moment. I pray in the name of Jesus that You would reveal to them anyone they need to forgive and anything they need to forgive them for. Lord, give them grace and help them to bring, to speak out forgiveness to those people. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that if there's anything they need to confess, that You would just speak it to them, that You would convict them of it. And as they confess it, they would know the wonder of the cleansing of the blood of Jesus, that they would know complete freedom. And let faith arise within their hearts even now in the name of Jesus as they make a quality choice to believe God and say, yes, Father, I choose to believe Your word above the word of any doctor, above the word of any human being. I believe that I can choose life today, and I choose life, and I choose health, and I choose a new beginning. Father, I thank You for each one now. And if you're listening to this and you don't yet know Jesus as Lord and Savior, just pray this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive You as my Savior and as my Lord. I believe you died for my sins and rose again from the dead, and I confess Jesus is Lord. Save me, heal me, set me free. I turn from all my sins, and I will love you and serve you as long as I live. Thank you that you are all I need. I receive you, eternal life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you again as we come before your word today that there is life and healing in your word. Father, I bless you that you are our healer. And I pray, Lord, for those who are listening today to this recording, let your healing mercy and power touch them as they hear your word, as they receive your word today. Let faith rise deep within their spirit. Let it be imparted to them by the word of God. And as they reach out to you, let your healing mercy and power flow through their life and restore them to wholeness in Jesus' name. You know, there are many today who, while they have no doubt about the ability of God to heal, question his willingness for them. They say, Lord, I know that you can do anything. You created the universe. Surely you can heal me. And it's true, he can do anything. But will he do it? There was a man in the Bible who questioned the will of God where healing was concerned. In fact, the only one that we have mentioned in the New Testament, a leper who in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1-4, came and worshiped Jesus, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. You can make me clean. Well, he had no doubt about the ability of Jesus to heal him. But his question was he willing? Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. You know, he settled it forever from that moment. And let it be settled for you today that Jesus is willing to heal you. In the Greek of the New Testament, he said, I want to heal you. I delight to heal you. It's in my mind to heal you. I prefer you to be healed rather than sick. And I'm ready to do it right now. Be clean. Be healed. He spoke the word, the command of faith, and immediately he was healed. He was cleansed. You know, that's for you today. Take it into your heart. Jesus is willing. He's willing to heal you today. He's not only able, but he prefers you to be healed rather than sick. He's ready to do it right now. He delights to make you whole. The scriptures go on in Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17, saying that when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demonized, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and he healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself bore our sicknesses and carried away our diseases. You know, Jesus is, as somebody once said, perfect theology. He is the Word made flesh. And when you look at him, you're seeing the will of God in action. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so when you're looking at Jesus, you're looking at his will being done. He didn't give sickness or disease to anybody. He took it away from them. He set them free. He didn't torment anybody. He healed them. He delivered them. He forgave them of their sins and set them free. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed all that were sick then to fulfill what the prophet Isaiah said. Do you know that word to fulfill there in Greek? It's in a tense that speaks of something that is done and then carries on perpetually. And you know, the reality is that Jesus, he healed all who were sick there to fulfill this wonderful promise of Isaiah. And he continues to heal all today based upon that word and that promise. Healing is for all, and healing is for you. Matthew 4, 23 and 24 says, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. This is our Jesus. And he is the same for you today. Matthew 9, verse 35, again says, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. In chapter 10 of verse 1, he extends his healing ministry. He called his 12 disciples to him, and he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. In verse 7 and 8, he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I want to say to you today that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In your life, in your body, in your situation right now, the government of God, the reign of God is at hand, is close to you, is near to you right now. And if you're a Christian, it's in you right now. There's no sickness or disease in heaven. And this kingdom, this reign of heaven right now is around you, is upon you, is within you. Receive the dominion of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in your body and in your life and in your situation right now. This is revealing Jesus' will to us. This is revealing what the kingdom of God is like. He said to them, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. This is given freely. This is not something that you earn. It is something that you receive. And today, receive the healing that is yours in Jesus' name. We find that in Matthew chapter 14, verse 34, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all that region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Today, you can reach out in your faith and touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Sometimes that's involved in us simply reaching out our hand by faith and saying, Lord, I touch you. Lord, I touch the hem of your garment. It may be that you go to a church service where healing is being offered. And you go down the front and you receive ministry. And when hands are laid upon you at that moment, there's a touching going on. There's a release of your faith going on. This is so key in receiving healing. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, there was a woman who had an issue of blood, hemorrhages. She had bled and suffered with this for 13 years. The scripture says that she'd spent all that she had on doctors but grew no better, but only grew worse. But when she heard about Jesus, you see, faith comes by hearing the word of God. Only a couple of chapters earlier, the Bible records to us that many people had been gathering around touching the hem of Jesus' garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well. Someone must have told this dear woman. They must have told her that if you touch the hem of Jesus' garment, you'll be healed. Well, it was a big challenge. Under the law of Moses, she was not allowed in a public place. But she risked everything in her faith. She pressed through the crowd and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Sometimes we have to take a step of faith. Sometimes we have to be willing to step out from where we are and get somewhere where the power of God is flowing. Or call for the elders of the church, as James chapter 5 says. But we take a step away from ourselves, a step away from our condition, We step away from what seems to be impossible from a natural framework, a natural way of thinking, and we step into the supernatural provision of God. The Lord is looking for our faith today. He wants you to receive faith through His Word, because what God did for that little woman, He will do for you. He's no respecter of persons. He loves you. As we often say, He has no favorites except you. You can trust Him. You can believe Him. You can step out in faith and touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And the moment she touched Him, Jesus felt virtue or power going out from Him, and she felt the power going into her, and she knew within herself that she was healed. The power of Jesus is here for you. She heard about Jesus. She verbalized her faith. She kept saying, "If only I can touch the hem of His garment, I'll be healed." She acted on that faith and touched Jesus. She was healed. And she gave testimony. You can do the same. It's so important to receive the Word of God and see that this is for you today. You know, in Mark 6, verse 5 and 6, the scriptures say that Jesus could do no mighty work in His own hometown except He laid hands on a few sick people. The original languages say a few sick people with minor ailments. And you know, it says that He marveled because of their unbelief. They were overfamiliar with Jesus. They just saw Him as a man instead of as their Messiah, their Savior, their healer. They neutralized their faith. And it prevented them from receiving the healing power of God to set them free. Do you know, it can be just the same today if we don't recognize, honor, and receive the healing power of Jesus that is on His servants and on believers today. We need to come with a simple faith and believe God and receive. After all, Mark 16, verse 15 to 21 said that these signs shall follow, they shall accompany, will always be at the side of those who believe. In My name they shall cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's the promise of God. Believe it today. They went out preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs accompanying. Let our expectancy rise today. Let your expectancy rise. The Lord always watches over His word to confirm it. In Luke 9, verse 1 and 2, He gave the 70 power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases, and He sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Do you know, when they returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name." But Jesus said, "Don't rejoice that the spirits are subject to you. Rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." He said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority, power, physical and mental strength and ability over all the power the enemy possesses, and nothing shall by any means harm you." Do you know that what Jesus said to the 70 there, He says to you today, He's given you authority. You're not a victim. You're a victor. You have authority over the enemy. We know from Acts 10, verse 38, that all sickness and disease is an oppression of the devil. And Jesus says that He's given you power and authority and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power the enemy possesses, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Rise up in your faith today. Rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. And say, "No, I'm not having this sickness. I receive my healing in Jesus' name." The Bible says that if we submit to God and resist the devil, he will flee from us in Jesus' name. Take your stand today. You can be sure that what the infirmity that you've been battling against, it's not from the Lord. It's not from God. He's not giving it to you to teach you something. Everywhere Jesus went, He showed us the will of God perfected. He is the Word made flesh. He never gave anyone sickness or disease. He never withheld healing from them, saying, "You haven't learned your lesson yet." No, He always reached out to them in mercy, and everyone who came to Him and touched Him in faith received the miracle that they needed. This is a time to thank Him for His mercy. This is a time to receive. We know that the thief, John 10:10, says the thief comes to kill, to rob, and to destroy. But I am come, Jesus said, that you might have life and have it in all its fullness. This is the will of God for you, This is the will of God for me. Life in all its fullness. Well, in Acts chapter 3, we can see this, that the miracles didn't end with the ministry of Jesus, but they continue through the early church, and they continue today. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 16, we have the beautiful account of the healing of the crippled beggar. All his life, he'd been crippled in his ankles. And here he is as a grown man, and every day they would carry him and they'd put him at the Gate Beautiful, sitting there to beg. God didn't create anybody to be a beggar. He gave you a destiny. He has a destiny upon your life. He has a great plan for your life. And the scripture says that Peter and John were walking through the Gate Beautiful to the temple at the hour of prayer. And they see this man who is begging. And fixing their eyes on him, Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and he lifted him up. And as he arose, the power of God went into his ankles and he was supernaturally healed. And he went with them into the temple, walking, leaping and praising God. I want to say to you today that I have something to give you. It's not money. It's much more than that. If that crippled beggar would have had just more money, he would have been begging again the next day, just needing more money. But when he was healed by the power of God, he could rise up and he could live and he could earn a living for himself and have his dignity and his destiny restored. You know, in the name of Jesus, there's healing for you today. Peter said, "Why do you look so earnestly on us? As if by our own power, our own holiness, we had made this man to walk. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong." And I want to say to you today that there is power in the name of Jesus to heal you right now. I want you right where you are to put a hand on your body. Just say this with me. Say, "Lord, I receive your healing in Jesus' name." You know, the Bible says that when believers lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, they shall recover. If you're a believer, lay hands on your body right where you are now in the name of Jesus. The Lord sees that. He puts his hand upon your hand. And I speak right now a command of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. I take authority over asthma. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Asthma, leave in the name of Jesus. I speak right now to cancer. And I command every cancer cell to die in the name of Jesus Christ in your body. I command cancer to leave you in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be restored. Let every cell in your body be renewed and revived in the name of Jesus Christ. Be made totally whole in Jesus' name. I come against leukemia. I say right now, let every one of your cells be healed and restored now in Jesus' name. I take authority over AIDS. I rebuke AIDS and arthritis and rheumatism. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I command those conditions to dissolve, to be gone from your body in Jesus' name. Let your joints be released now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive movement and freedom. Let pain cease and be gone in the name of Jesus. I take authority over eczema and every manner of skin disease. Be cleansed in the name of Jesus. Be totally healed now. Diabetes, go in Jesus' name. And blood pressure, come down to normality. Cholesterol, come down to normal levels in Jesus' name. Let heart conditions be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak total healing to every person who is listening to this recording, to everybody right now, in the name of Jesus, be healed. I pray, Father, a complete breaking of every bondage and every addiction and every depression. I break it in the name of Jesus today, and I set you free in Jesus' name. Lord, let the power of God just come upon them right where they are. Be filled with the Holy Spirit even now. In the name of Jesus, be set free, be healed, be made whole. You shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I speak life and health and freedom and strength into you in the name of Jesus Christ the Son of God. Rise up and be made whole. Rise up and be made whole. If you couldn't hear before, right now I command those ears to open in Jesus' name. Let your ears be open. Let your sight be restored now. Cataracts dissolve in Jesus' name. Receive your sight in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Lord. Let every tongue be loose to praise you. Every eye be open to see and every ear be open to hear. And give you glory and give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. This is your moment. Receive your healing. Now, in Jesus' name. Begin to do something you couldn't do before. Act in faith. Thank him and praise him for your healing right now in the name of Jesus. And begin to declare his word. Thank him. Declare the Lord is your healer. Declare that by his stripes you are healed. Declare that healing is flowing in every part of your body and freedom is your portion and inheritance. Give him praise and give him glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we bless you today that you're a good God. We thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that comes and destroys every yoke of bondage, that sets every captive free in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for every listener to this recording. Right now, let the anointing of God come upon them and surround them, fill them, strengthen them, break off every bondage, cause them to rise up in strength and power in the name of Jesus. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Our God is a good God. Jesus does good things. He doesn't do bad things. He doesn't do evil things. Sickness and disease is evil. Jesus doesn't do that. He does good things, and he heals all who are oppressed by the devil. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this healing today is for you. Our aim of this third session is to continue to build your faith and to help you to stand strong, to believe that you've received your healing and to stand firm. You know, there are times when we receive healing instantaneously and we believe God for that every time. But there are times when that healing is received instantly in our faith, but the manifestation of the healing happens over a period of time. It's what the Bible means when it talks about recovery. And in Mark 11, verse 24, Jesus said, "Whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." So we see here that first of all, when we come to the Lord in prayer, we must believe that we receive what we ask for when we pray. We must desire the thing that we are praying for. And when we pray it, we believe we receive it at the moment when we pray. And from that moment on, we continue to believe. We continue to stand. We continue to praise him by faith for the healing. You see, faith deals with the invisible. It brings the invisible realities of God's kingdom into the visible day-by-day experience of our lives. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 tells us this. It says, faith is the substance, or faith gives substance, to the things hoped for. It is the evidence or the title deed of things not seen. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. You may not yet have the manifestation of healing within the five physical senses of your body, but faith perceives that healing as done already. It perceives it as yours now. And your faith, expressed by your praise and by your confession, thanking God for the healing, that gives substance to the thing that you've desired and hoped for. and is in itself the evidence that you have the healing. It's the title deed. Well, when you get a title deed to a home or some sort of a building, you know, you may not yet see the building, but the title deed, that written document you have in your hand, is the evidence that that building is yours, even though you're not yet living in the good of it. The reality is, faith is the title deed. The promises of God written in Scripture, they are our title deed. Our belief in those words, the faith that comes to us through those words, that there comes a certain knowing of faith in our heart as we become fully persuaded, as we meditate on the Scriptures, and as we speak them out and we pray them, we thank God for our healing. There comes a certain knowing and a persuasion, as Abraham did, and ended up becoming exactly what God promised, the father of many nations. And I would just say this to you, that the promise of God is yours today. Believe it. In fact, Romans 4:16, talking about Abraham, says this, that receiving the promise depends entirely on faith. And that being the case, we know we need to feed our faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And therefore, we need to feed on the word, and we need to speak the word. In Mark 11:22-23, Jesus said, "Have faith in God," or have the God kind of faith. "For whoever speaks to this mountain and says, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says." So we must feed our faith and speak our faith and address those conditions and command them to leave in Jesus' name. For there is power in our words today. There is power in your words today. There is power in the word I'm speaking to you today. For what I'm speaking to you is the word of God. The spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and he gives life to your mortal body. So receive that life and speak that life in Jesus' name. You know, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him are amen, to the glory of God by us. That means that literally every promise of God in the Scriptures, in the Bible, every promise of healing belongs to you. It's yours. God's already said yes to it. But he waits for us to say the amen. That is, I agree, so be it, to the glory of God. So say amen to his promise today. Agree with it. Believe God for it. You know, many people say, well, I've been prayed for. I've been prayed for once for healing. Can I still be prayed for again? Well, Jesus said, ask and keep on asking, and you will receive. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be opened unto you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you will find. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives. And everyone who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door will be opened to him. And everyone who seeks and keeps on seeking will find. You know, even Jesus prayed for a blind man twice. It's okay to receive prayer more than once. Every time hands are laid upon you, every time in faith for your healing, there is the power of God released in your body, making you whole. Just stand on it. Just thank God. If you get prayed for again, it's not a denial of the prayer that you were prayed with before, but it just adds to. Let it be a prayer of agreement, and let it be a prayer of thanksgiving for what God has already done, and thank him for the healing that is taking place in your body. You can have different members of the body of Christ pray for you, not even necessarily leaders. The Scripture says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, to profit everyone, to another gifts of healings, to another the working of miracles, to another special faith. These are gifts of the Spirit that God has placed in his body. And furthermore, he's given gifts of healings in the church. It's a good thing sometimes to go to ministries that are known and received, ministries of healing in the body of Christ, and receive healing from them when the power of God is in manifestation, when they're ministering to people and the healing gifts are flowing. And you may feel something. You may feel something like the heat or the power of God over you. You may feel overwhelmed by the power of the Spirit, but you may feel nothing. It doesn't matter. Don't look for feeling. Look for healing. Look for healing. Receive healing by faith. Believe that when hands are laid upon you, just like the woman with the issue of blood who believed that when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she'd be healed. Believe that when hands are laid upon you, that your healing begins at that moment. And thank God for it in Jesus' name. It's so important to continue to walk in faith. For Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Believe that God is who he says he is. Believe today that he will do what he said he will do. He's revealed himself to be the Lord, our healer. Believe that and thank him for it. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when we're asking him to heal us and to restore us, we're not asking him to do something he hasn't already revealed it as being his will to do, because he's already revealed himself to be the Lord, our healer. And when we look at his life, we see as the Word made flesh, as the Father personified in his Son, doing his will, healing all who are oppressed by the devil. We know this, that it is the will of God to heal all, and it's the will of God to heal you. Receive it today in Jesus' name. One of the other ways that we can receive healing is by calling for the elders of the church. The scripture says in James 5:14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Sometimes people don't want to confess their sins to other people. But you know, sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves before the Lord and before our brothers and sisters and confess our sins and ask for healing prayer. Do you know the Lord is more than able? In his mercy, you know, he just loves that humility. He loves that simple faith, and he pours down healing. God has healed me that way before, and I tell you what, he'll heal you too. Just stand in faith. Don't be afraid. It's important for you to call for the leadership of the church. Don't let them just find out about it, but you call for the elders of the church. And when that oil is put upon you in the name of Jesus, believe that healing is just flowing to you right now, and you are being restored. And as you receive it, from that moment, don't waver, but believe God that healing is taking place in your body, that you're being restored. James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8 talks about not wavering, because those who waver are like a wave of the sea, tossed to and fro by the wind. It says, let not that man, let the person who doubts, who's filled with unbelief, don't let that person think they'll receive anything from the Lord, because he's an unstable man, unstable in all of his ways, a double-minded man. So let's not be like that, but let's be single-minded and believe that we receive the healing that we've asked for, and thank him for it and praise him for it and stand on the finished work of the cross today. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Past tense, it's been done. Just as you were saved, you were healed. Jesus did it for you at the cross 2,000 years ago. And it's time now to stand upon that and confess it and thank God for it. And say, Lord, I thank you. I receive my healing today in the name of Jesus. Just thank him and praise him for it today. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says, if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. For with the heart, man believes and is justified, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That Greek word salvation means healing, deliverance, wholeness, and protection. This is for you. If you believe today that God raised Jesus from the dead, he conquered your sin, he conquered your sicknesses and diseases, he broke the power of every curse and every evil thing that could ever come against you. If you believe that, and you believe he's risen from the dead, and you confess that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved, healed, delivered, made whole, and protected. This is the promise of God. Let's confess it. Let's declare it. And let's stand steadfastly on the promise of God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35 tells us, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For in yet a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to destruction, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. And that's not just our spiritual nature. The word soul is using of our very life. And I would just say this to you, this is a time to stand, to maintain a good confession and to persevere. And say, Lord, I receive your healing. Let's pray it together as we come to the end of this recording of healing for you. Just pray this out with me now and receive it. Say, Father, I thank you for your healing. I receive it in Jesus' name. I thank you for the gift of your precious Son, of his blood shed for me. Lord, I receive your healing today. I receive forgiveness of my sins, healing of my body, freedom for every area of my life. I thank you that you've saved me. I thank you that by your stripes I am healed, and I have fullness of life in Jesus Christ. Lord, be glorified in me, in my spirit, in my mind, in my emotions, my will, and my body. In every area of my life, I confess Jesus is Lord, and I thank you that every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Your name is above every name, above every condition, and I thank you today that everything that has stood against your perfect will in my life bows its knee in the name of Jesus and flees from me now in Jesus' name. I receive new life, health, strength, and freedom in Jesus' name. Amen.
This recording has been created for you by Jonathan Conrath, founder and director of Mission 24. To know more about this ministry, become a prayer partner, or give, please visit www.mission24.co.uk. Thank you.